I'm Brittany French.
Hey, I'm Rob McDonald.
And this is the Great Plains Outdoors Podcast.
We're going to talk about everything from fishing and hunting to hiking, paddling, and adventures on the Great Plains. We'll cover it all here.
So join us each episode and hear what's going on in the great outdoors on the Great Plains. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Great Plains Outdoors Podcast.
Hey, Brittany, how's it going? Fall is right around the corner, and I bet you're getting excited about all those great fall opportunities.
Yep, I sure am. I'm currently suffering a little of what I like to call post-lake blues. My husband, Ben, and I just got back from the lake last night. We went out to Lake Wilson and spent the weekend, and it was pretty windy, but we were on the water the whole time, pretty much with jet skis and just hanging out, and it was sure nice. Got to do a little bit of dove scouting as well. That was kind of fun. They have a 17-acre sunflower plot that's looking pretty good. And I saw quite a few dove in there. So I'm hoping they hang on for a few more days.
Very nice.
How about you, Rob? How are you doing?
You know, I would agree with you about those post-lake blues. A bad day on the lake is always better than a lot of good days at work. But fall is definitely in the air. Yeah, I've been helping coach my oldest son. He's in the sixth grade, and he's playing some peewee tackle football. So the boys of fall are back together playing some pigskin, and we're getting some things around on my wife's family's ranch, moving some cows around and taking care of some fall chores. But I definitely have dove season and the early teal season and the chicken season on my mind. I saw a combine this afternoon. They were doing some test cutting, shelling some corn, and that's really got me thinking about doves, and I'm pretty excited for that next week. And hopefully we get a little cool weather to move some birds in.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't agree more. It's that time of year when you're constantly looking up at the sky like, oh, what could that be? Where's that coming from? So last episode, we talked with our good friend Roger about fly fishing. He served in the Vietnam War and took up fly fishing when he returned. And it got me thinking how incredibly thankful we are for his service and everyone who has served for us. And made me really excited to introduce this next organization and this next guest on the podcast today, Bobby Cole. He was born and raised in Dodge City, Kansas. I feel so proud being able to say that about another person on this podcast. Go Dodge City. he served in the Kansas National Guard from 2006 to 2020. He then deployed to Egypt from 2009 to 2010 and deployed to the Horn of Africa from 2011 to 2012. He's currently working for the state of Kansas as a veteran service rep and is also the team lead for the Fallen Outdoors Kansas, which we are going to learn a lot about here today. He's also helped us mentor quite a few hunting opportunities with the Outdoor Mentors Program, so we're pretty thankful for that too. Bobby, thank you for your service and thank you for all your work with veterans out there. We're glad to have you.
Thanks for having me on. What was that?
I said thanks for joining us, Bobby. We're sure glad to have you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be on here, guys. I appreciate the invite.
Absolutely. So for our listeners that are tuning in and not familiar with the Fallen Outdoors, why don't you just give us a summary kind of about what you do and what your organization does and who they affect and those types of things.
So as you said, the organization is the Fallen Outdoors. We are a national 501c3. The teams kind of fluctuate right now. I think we're sending about 39 state teams across the nation. We were founded in 2012, if I remember right, by a gentleman that was there. He was in Afghanistan with his buddies, and they started talking about how they liked hunting. They got together when they got back. Well, unfortunately, one of the guys passed away while he was over there, and they got to, the survivors got together and started this organization when they got back. And it's our mission is to just kind of help get like-minded individuals who served or are serving together, just kind of have something to do, while at the same time, our main kind of side goal now has become combating the 22 suicides a day that happen amongst the veteran community. Mm-hmm. And it's it's something that's good for me. It's good for the other vets. It's been a good experience for the last 5 years. And really, it's just anything outdoors, hunting, fishing. I took a guy to a Chiefs game one time, made his day, or made his year probably. And so just a bunch of other things like that will do.
That's awesome. That's so awesome.
So how did you get involved, other than being a veteran? How did you personally get involved with the Fallen Outdoors?
One of my soldiers told me about it. He's like, hey, man, I know you like to hunt. Check out this organization. Get on there. And they give out hunts and stuff. So I got on there, and the closest guy to me at the time was at Fort Riley. And so all the hunts were going on at Fort Riley. And it was like, man, I don't want to drive 4.5-5 hours every time to go hunt. And I also started putting in for some of the drawings were a little closer, and I never got drawn. So I shot out a message to the guy that was running at the time. I was like, hey, man, I live out here in Dodge. I have access to a lot of land. I'd like to get involved with it. The first guy didn't really want to give me a chance because he was way out here and he didn't know who I was. For whatever reason, he ended up leaving the team, and they put a new guy in place, Adam Lanier. And I shot him a message, and he's like, all right, cool, let's see what you got. And it's been, I've never been good at just dipping my toe in. I always dive in head first. So I think that first year I hosted something like 20 or 30 hunts.
Wow.
And it's just been going on since then.
Yeah, I feel like you guys have really created a positive, very voluminous presence here in Kansas. I feel like I used to talk about the Fallen Outdoors and people were like, I don't know. And now people are like, do you know the Fallen Outdoors? And I was like, yeah, I do. You guys do really incredible work. And it's really cool that you guys don't really limit either. Like you said, you can be a veteran, you could be currently serving, or you could be a family member of someone who's a veteran or currently serving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been, a lot of our growth is due to Adam's hard work out there in Eastern Kansas. And we've been putting a lot of work the last 2 or 3 years out in Western Kansas, and we're really starting to see more people getting involved, but it's still not as much as we want out West, but we're still very, very visual out East.
Very yeah. Cool. Word of mouth. That's got to spread so quickly though. Once you guys start putting on hunts, I'm sure that'll continue to take off in time. I'm sure it's, obviously incredibly rewarding to connect with all these families and veterans. What, I got to ask, what's your favorite event, or what's one of your favorite memories? Because you guys do kind of the whole gamut of hunting. You don't just hunt one species.
Oh yeah, we've hunted, since I've been with them, we've hunted everything from dove to mule deer to just about everything you think of. We haven't touched pronghorn yet, and we haven't touched elk in Kansas, but we're working on that. So hopefully we'll get there pretty soon. So I've done a lot of hunts in the last 5 years, and there's a few that really stick out to me. And one of them was actually just a fishing trip with a guy reached out to me, and he's like, hey man, I just want to get out and hang out with you guys. I'm having a bad time. I need to get out and do something. So spur of the moment, I got a hold of some buddies in the area, some other vets. I said, hey, let's meet out at Jetmore City Lake. Let's go to do some catfishing tonight, have a couple beers, and just hang out with this guy and see how he's doing. And we sat out there for probably 8 hours. I think we caught one or two fish maybe. We caught a pretty good buzz, but that was about it. And, we had a great time, and the next day the guy texted me, it was a long message. He's like, hey, what you did last night might have saved my life. And it just really changed everything, because I was having a bad time, and what you guys just reaching out and doing that for me really helped. So that's probably one of the more memorable ones, because it was when it went from just being a fun time to being what I'm doing is actually helping these guys. So that's a big one that I'll remember forever probably. Another one is I had a buddy grew up with. You might have heard his name, being from Dodge, Matt Hines. I think he probably went to school with his sister, mm-hmm. Mallory. But he went to the Marines when I went to the Army, and he never really hunted. We started talking about how we were going to get him on a deer hunt. So I took him out. I showed him how to scout. I showed him how to get all that stuff going. We put in a lot of work with putting up trail cams, putting up feeders, and just kind of marking what deer he wanted. We had it all planned out. And he had to go in for emergency surgery, and he almost died. So we were real disappointed, because he wasn't going to be able to go out for his buck. But he got out of the hospital. He's like, hey, man, let's go shoot a doe. And so I was like, man, if you're good to go, we'll go shoot a doe. And he gets out there, and I hadn't seen him since before he went to the hospital. He probably lost 30 or 40 pounds while he was in the hospital. Oh. And he had a big old hole in his neck because he had an emergency tracheotomy. And we went out there, and we waited for probably an hour or two, and we didn't see any movement. And so we started moving to the middle of the field, and we saw one or two does just on the edge of the field. And we ducked down, and we crawled probably a good 300 or 400 yards. And I kept looking back, and like Matt was covering his throat, so he wasn't getting stuff in there. And he's like, "Oh, we're good, we're good. Let's go." And we got up to the edge of that field, and there's 30 or 40 does on it. And every buck we'd seen that year were right there in front of us, about 20, 30 yards out.
Wow.
It was the middle of doe season, so we couldn't take any of them. So we posted up, and we waited for a good fat doe to walk through. And there's one about 80, 90 yards away. And he's like, "I'm going to shoot that one." And right as he's getting ready to shoot, a doe walked out about 15 yards to our right. And I stopped and I was like, "There's one right there. Shoot that one." And Matt lined up and he shot, and that deer hit the dirt and didn't move. And just, he started whooping and cheering as loudly as he could with everything going on. It was really cool to see him going from almost dying to just going out there and crawling through that field and shooting that deer. And I mean, I helped him do the whole process afterwards. I helped him break it down. I helped him, we put it in my freezer for a week or two until we had a time to break it down, and we processed it. We turned it to burger. We turned it to sausage, did all that stuff. So it's just really, really cool to see that, especially with somebody that I was that close to growing up, you know?
Yeah. I feel like your guys's like hunt is just like one portion that's exciting and really fun to be part of. But the other part of that from just those two stories is the camaraderie that isn't just, you know, great, that was a nice, you know, event that we participated in, but like you said earlier, critical to the life of somebody.
Fellowship,
that's a great word for it. Absolutely. And you mentioned, Bobby, 22 suicides, is that what you said,
per on average? Yes.
And it's per what?
Per day.
22 yeah. Suicides per day for that veterans. Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's heartbreaking. I've had, since I've been back from my last deployment, probably 15 to 20 guys I served with committed suicide. So it's every day, like at least every 3 or 4 months, someone commits suicide that I know. It's pretty tragic.
Yeah.
Gosh, well, my heart's here for you guys and all of that. I can't imagine. And I'd have to think that so many folks are getting hope and power through the Fallen Outdoors. So I'm really thankful you guys exist and you're out there.
So Bobby, you've got such a great cause. I mean, we're talking about the fellowship and trying to bring these guys and ladies together. Our listeners, I'm sure some of them are tuning into this and thinking, you know, what can I do to help? Is there a facet that maybe I might, maybe they're not a veteran, maybe they don't even know that many veterans personally. Are there some barriers that you guys run into at Fallen Outdoors that, you know, just your average outdoorsman could help with in some way, outdoorsman or lady?
Yeah, we have a few. Oh yeah, so I'm gonna try to phrase. So there's multiple different ways you can help out. One is you can help with funding. I mean, some of these hunts we host, they're not cheap. Mm-hmm. Most of them we get for free, but every once in a while we have some that are kind of expensive, but we usually do pretty good with that. We can volunteers that want to take out guys. We have a guy out Eastern Kansas that he never served a day in his life. His dad's a Vietnam vet. So he really likes that community, and he takes out hundreds of guys for us every year, from everything from quail to turkey to deer. And we can always use a guy like that. Land is another thing, getting access to land. Like we have, you know, we use a lot of public lands we use, but whenever we're hosting a hunt for a 87 year old Vietnam vet that can't walk 10 feet, we're using a state track chair. It's kind of hard to do that on public lands. So we like to have private lands for things like that. I mean, honestly, the biggest thing to help us is help us spread our word of who we are and what we're doing. And the biggest part of that is, like I said, Eastern Kansas knows us pretty well. Central Kansas is pretty well locked down. But our biggest issue with the state of Kansas is getting the veterans in Western Kansas really involved in this. Because I think it's kind of most vets out here know a guy that has land that he can get on anytime. And so he's like, why would I drive 6 hours to go shoot a pheasant or whatever when I can do it right out my back door? And we're really, like you guys said, yeah, that's cool, but you get to do it with somebody that you really connect with. You have that brotherhood, and that's what we're really trying to focus towards and getting people to realize it's more than just the hunt. It's the bonding experience as well.
Right. So you mentioned fundraising. What does that look like for your organization? Say I wanted to make a donation. Do you guys take direct donations? Do you have raffles or banquets, or, you know, what does that look like?
Yes to all of that.
Okay.
No, we, So we did just have our Kansas-Missouri banquet. We work really well with the Missouri team. Kansas team, Missouri might as well be the same team because we work that closely with them. And they, we had that banquet. We made some really good funds. We're going to be doing some really cool stuff with those funds. But we also do some really creative things. Like last year, we did a 100-hole golf challenge out here in Jetmore, where some guys came in and they pretty much raised the funds for us, and they went out and golfed 100 holes and made a course record. So it's
100 holes.
Yeah, 100 holes in eight and a half hours, I think. It was actually one of my relatives that did that for us. So that was pretty sweet that he did that for us.
That's a marathon of golf right there.
Yeah, he likes to golf, so.
That's awesome. So lots of ways to give back to you guys. I want to go back to a comment you mentioned. I completely forget about this opportunity. The state track chair. And I'm sure other states, especially on the Great Plains, have this opportunity, but talk about that a little bit.
So you actually got us in contact with Mike, and I sat down and had lunch with him at the queue up there in Hayes, and I told him all about our organization, what we were about, and he told me about the track chair program and some other opportunities they had, and we sat down there and worked it all out, and we've used the track chairs one time so far, and that was, like I said, it was an 87-year-old vet from Vietnam. Had horrible COPD and a bunch of other health issues. And essentially his son reached out. I was like, hey, you know, my dad wants to deer hunt before he dies. So we got everything together. We set up a blind. We got all going. And we got him out there, drove him in on his track chair. His daughter came along with him. We set him in the blind. And it was, like I said, it was during in January. So it was like negative 15 degrees. It was freezing cold. We had this guy wrapped up in blankets and all kinds of other stuff. And he sat out there with us for, I think, 3 hours. And unfortunately, the deer didn't show up that morning. And the guy said, he's like, I don't think I can do it again tonight, guys. My health's just not doing well. And we're like, hey, you know, it's whatever you got to do. But he did tell us that the experience alone of just getting out there one more time and feeling like he was actually going out and hunting. Because like I said, he was in his track chair. He drove himself. He had his rifle sitting there next to him. We drove him in. We helped him get into the blind. And he said he felt like he's actually hunting again for the first time in like the last 30 years or so.
Yeah.
So that was pretty cool. And
fantastic. Yeah.
I feel like those track chairs are like hidden gems, especially here in Kansas. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, if you're a veteran with a disability, a current, veteran with a kiddo that has a disability, mm-hmm. if you're a kiddo in general or you have a kiddo in general, have a disability, these chairs, I think they're free access, right?
Well, the catch with it is that they will not give it to an individual. They will only give it to an organization like my organization or your organization. So, if there's a veteran out there that wants to go out and use one of these track chairs, let me know. We'll help you get out of that track chair and we'll help you get on a hunt. And I know we're doing a Cody College with College Kennels out here donated us 50 chuckers for Veterans Day. So we're going to be doing a Veteran Day chucker hunt. And I'm trying to get 3 of those chairs from the state so we can get 3 disabled vets out on that. And those ones are real cool because they have little remote controls on them. So they're like, I'm going to put it out that their son or daughter or someone can drive it for them while they shoot. that's what we're going to go for on that one, I think.
Man, it's just taking the disability out of the question.
Mm-hmm. They said we can't use them for fishing yet, but they're trying to rewrite the rules for that.
Well, let's hope that happens. That'd be really cool. Really cool. One thing I found kind of cool about the Fallen Outdoors when I first heard about you guys, and I accidentally tried to join a Facebook group and got denied. you guys have these private Facebook groups that are really vetted with, you know, people who are actually veterans or currently serving. Mm-hmm. That's got to be a great resource for some people. You probably have lots of people sending you requests on it.
Daily, because all the state team leads have access to be able to like monitor that page and add people and stuff. But I probably add 20 people a day on there, and I'll go through and read through it and see if they have all the qualifications and put them on there. And it's one of those things, like, it's veteran only page because nobody understands a vet like a vet. And plus, mm-hmm. we don't want somebody putting in for a hunt for a vet and not, you know, taking away from our mission as a whole. So that's kind of how that is. But we have our, you know, there's the Eastern page, there's the Midwest page, there's the Southern region page, and there's the Western, Eastern, Midwest, Southern. And we have our All Veterans page, which anyone go to, then the Fallen Outdoors page that anyone go onto as well. And then there's also the, support page. And I think I sent you an invite and some other people an invite to that as well, so they can get on there. So, yeah, we have all those set up. They're pretty useful. Like I said, we Wichita area is booming right now. There's a lot of people coming in from Wichita getting on that page. So should be interesting what we see coming out of there.
So how does somebody find you if they don't have social media? Like, how do they get in contact? I know you're technically Kansas team lead, right? So what are the other connections out there within the Fallen Outdoors?
I would say the easiest way to get in contact with a state regional manager is you can go to our website. It's just www.thefallenoutdoors.com. And when you get on there, there's a little tab up at the top that says get involved. You click on that and you can click on your state and you can send an email to the team lead, or it'll go to the, either goes to the regional manager or one of the team leads, and they'll get the email directly from you, and they can tell you how you can get involved, how you can help out. And don't hold me to it, but I think we're trying to work on a way to post out hunts besides Facebook so we can get more people involved in that as well.
Fantastic. Well, Bobby, we really appreciate you coming on and talking about the Fallen Outdoors. I hope some of our listeners, whether they're veterans or active duty or just want to find a way to help you guys out, I think that's critical. Brittany, what's next for you? We've got dove season around the corner, so make sure you get your hip stamp. Early teal season is right there, so make sure you get your state and your federal duck stamp. The chicken season is going to open up, so make sure you get a chicken stamp. And then we've got the early deer season start to open up, and antelope season is right there.
If that doesn't make you happy, I don't know what will. And yeah, for sure. Don't forget to put your plug in your gun come September 1st.
That's right. I shoot an over and under, and that way, I mean, I don't have to worry. That's the reason.
Permanently safe.
There you go.
Sure. Yeah, we've got a number of hunts also with the Outdoor Mentors program up on our calendar. So if you're a youth out there and you want to get out and hunt and don't have any access or anyone to take you, please check it out. We're a nonprofit and that's what we do. We get kids outdoors. I'm super excited because we have, I think, about 15 dove hunts between September 1 and next weekend. So we'll be very busy out, hopefully shooting lots of dove.
There you go. I hope we get a cold front to push some birds down.
Right. I agree. Bobby, what about you? What's on your agenda for hunting?
Oh, man, we got, let's see, September 1st, I'm doing a scouting / hunting trip with all my buddies. September 4th, I'm taking 16 vets out here by Dodge City and two other youth with us. Then we got the opening teal. So the High Plains one is on the 18th. Then for sure, we got those. I might try to squeeze another dove hunt or two in there. Vet youth duck hunt season, that's going to be a good one. And I mean, we got dove hunts going out Eastern Kansas, Central Kansas, duck hunts in the same areas. Jamestown's going to be a big one for us this year again. Just about everything. So we're ready to hit the ground running. We're ready to, I know we're already at 585 vets taken out this year and we're going for 1,000. So I think we're going to make it.
That's a great goal. I think you guys are well on your way.
Should be a good time though. I was going to say, before you guys go, I was going to put my email address out there so if anyone had any questions so they could shoot me an email. I meant to plug that in earlier, but it's just ks.lead@thefallenoutdoors.com. And we do have Instagrams for, there's TFO Kansas Instagram, there's the Fallen Outdoors Instagram, and there's the TFO Midwest Podcast Instagram as well, because we did start a podcast recently.
Nice.
And if anyone wants to follow me on Instagram, I really don't care if you do or not, but it's Bobby's World. Period 88, and you can follow that and see what we're doing there also.
Fantastic.
Cool. Well, Bobby, thanks again for coming on to talk to us about the Fallen Outdoors. You guys, you're an incredible organization.
I appreciate the invite, guys, and maybe we can get you over on our podcast one of these days.
Hey, we would be honored.
You bet.
Well, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Please be sure to tell your friends about the Great Plains Outdoors podcast. And if you are a veteran or currently serving or know a friend that is one, please share the Fallen Outdoors organization with them.
All right. See you later, Brittany. See you, Bobby.
See you guys later. Happy hunting.
Have a good one.